EdTech platform Unacademy and Squo's consolidated net loss widened more than 6 times on the back of rising promotional and employee benefit expenses, even as it reported an over 4-fold rise in its consolidated revenue for 2020-21 FY21. And NBSP. The EdTech platform, owned and operated by Sorting Hat Technologies Private Limited, reported a consolidated net loss of ₹1,537 crore for FY21 against 258.7 crore in 2019-20 FY20, the company and Squo's filings with the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, SHOW. and NBSP. The company and Squo's consolidated revenue from operations, however, jumped 397.69 crore from 64.7 crore in FY20. On a standalone basis, the company reported a net loss of 1,437.75 crore on a total revenue of ₹403.40 crore. And NBSP. On a consolidated basis, the company and Squo's employee benefit expenses rose to 748.5 crore from 119.8 crore a year earlier, while its advertising and promotional expenses jumped almost 4 times to 411.29 crore from 113.41 crore a year earlier. And NBSP. During the period, the company and Squo's miscellaneous expenses, too, jumped nearly 5 times to 559.28 crore. The company counts educator charges, payment gateway charges, charges for graphers, content development charges among others as miscellaneous expenses. Consequently, the company and Squo's total expenses surged to 2,029.9 crore on a consolidated basis. And NBSP. With the onset of the pandemic, demand for online education in India surged in 2020. Consequently, the company and Squo's online subscriptions surged manifold during the period. The company derives revenue primarily from online learning platform through subscriptions. And NBSP. The company spent on advertising as it was among sponsors of the Indian Premier League, IPL, while it also was a sponsor for an online web series Kota Factory. During the period, the company acquired firms like PrepLadder Private Limited, Ono Labs Private Limited, Piloni Experts Technology Labs Private Limited, US-based Graphy Incorporated among others. And NBSP. The rising demand for remote learning in India has led to a lot of companies in the edtech space raising funds. And NBSP, many companies in the edtech space have raised funds lately. And NBSP, so far in 2021, 3 edtech companies have turned unicorns, taking the total number of such startups boasting of a valuation of over $1 billion in the country to 5. India and Squo's edtech sector is expected to grow at a CAGR and NBSP, compound annual growth rate, of over 15% from $2.8 billion in 2020 to $30 billion in 2030, citing a Blink Investment Management report, which also terms India as the world and Squo's most active edtech market.